This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In West Bengal, 3 persons were killed and 18 police personnel have been injured in the Waqf-related violence in some areas of Murshidabad district. Violence and arson erupted on Friday on Suthi Samshir Ganj, Jalangi, Lalgoda and Dhulian in Murshidabad district against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. A large number of people resorted to hooliganism while protesting against this act. Meanwhile, the special branch of the Calcutta High Court has ordered the deployment of central forces in Murshidabad to maintain law and order. The High Court also directed the state and the central government to submit the separate reports to the court by 17th April. The West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has urged the people to stay calm and not to indulge in rioting in the name of the religion. The BJP has hit out the TMC-led West Bengal government over the incidents of the violence in Murshidabad. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with the Chief Secretary and the DGP of West Bengal. The DGP briefed that the situation was tense but under the control and was being monitored closely. He further said that more than 150 persons have been arrested and he is taking the assistance of BSF posted locally. The Supreme Court has ruled that the President must decide the state bills reserved by the governors for presidential assent within 3 months. The Apex Court set aside Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi's decision to withhold the assent to 10 pending bills and in the process ruled that the President should not take more than 3 months in arriving at a decision on the bills referred by the governors. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has affirmed that both the Union Government and the Maharashtra Government are committed to developing the Raigarh Fort, the historic seat of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, as a source of inspiration for the youth of the nation. The Home Minister made the remarks while paying a homage and offering floral tributes at the occasion of the 345th death anniversary of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj at Raigarh Fort in Maharashtra. Mr. Shah stated that the Union Government is faithfully following Shivaji Maharaj's vision and working tirelessly to establish India as a beacon of hope for the entire world.
स्वधर्म बच गया, हमारी भाषाएं बच गई, हमारी संस्कृति बच गई और आज हम देश की आजादी के 75 साल के बाद दुनिया के सामने सर उठाकर खड़े हैं और हम संकल्प करते हैं कि 100 साल जब हो गया आजादी को दुनिया में एक नंबर पर हमारा भारत होगा उसकी मूल कल्पना इस शिवराय ने रखी.
President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Vaisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bizhu, Poila Boishakh and Mishadi Vaishakhandi and the Puthandu Pirappu. In her message, the President wished that these vibrant festivals inspire the people to work with the commitment and the dedication towards the development of the nation. Africa-India Key Maritime Engagement, a multilateral exercise, will begin today in Tanzania. The 6-day exercise will conclude on the 18th of this month. It aims to develop the collaborative solutions to the common regional maritime challenges. The Indian naval ships INS Chennai, INS Kesari and INS Sunaina will take part in this exercise. In archery, the Indian pair of Jyoti Sureka Venam and Rishabh Yadav clinched the compound mixed team gold in the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Aberdale, Central Florida last night. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Hyderabad last night. Earlier in another match, Lucknow Super Giant delivered a strong superb performance to defeat Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets in Lucknow. Today, Rajasthan Royals will host Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur from 3:30 p.m. While in the second clash of the day, the Delhi Capitals will face Mumbai Indians at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will commence at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.